اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Okay, welcome back, dear respected brothers and sisters, and also students here. Let's go on, inshallah, and continue our session. We were talking about how to stop or make a pause at a word, right?
Yes.
Or at the end of an ayah, when an ayah ends, how to make a pause. Or when we make a pause, what should we do with the end of the ayah? Should we pronounce or read the letter or the word, okay, with the same haraka that it has, or no, we have to do something else with it?
Something else.
Yes? So something else we have to do with it. So, we were practicing Suratul Naba. And the first rule here was when a word that you want to make a pause at that, or the ayah ends with that word, make sure you look at the last letter of that word. If it ends with a tanween fatha, okay, or an, you have to change it to alif maddi. Hisaban yasira. Right? وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. This way. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, for example. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. This way. Alright? So those were the examples. Okay. Now, if the word, so remember that we're talking about the last word that you make a pause. If the word ends, okay, with a, have you heard, there is one ta called ta marbuta?
No.
I have, but I don't know.
This, or it can be like this.
Yeah, yes. Like this, like this.
Like this, this.
It can either be a circle with two dots on top of it.
Yes. Have you heard?
Or the circle with two sticks.
Uh-huh.
All of us know, yeah.
No one understands.
Okay,
you
know, huh?
I do
see that small huh?
Yeah.
The soft huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a two dots on the huh, okay?
That's
the huh gets two eyes.
Yes.
That's called ta marbuta. Marbuta. Ta also marbutatun, okay?
Yeah, and it choose the last one.
Do you know, if it comes at last, it will be to change to ha.
Ah, we were talking about it. Now we are going to make a pause at a word that ends with ta marbuta.
Yes.
Okay? So if it has a harakat, you say ta te tu.
Sometimes the ta that's like this, that doesn't get readed. It becomes he.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Now we are talking about that.
Not sometimes, every time.
MashaAllah, you know that.
So yeah, every time it's at the last, it's like not really.
Yeah, sometimes the last, sometimes at the end of an ayah, or sometimes at the middle of an ayah. Yeah, we don't have it. So ta marbuta is the sign of feminine or female. Okay? For example, we have what? Mu'allim. For man, we say in Arabic, for teacher. And mu'allimatun for... For female. جيدتان. Right?
That means the teacher is not good.
The female teacher is not good, yes? So, ta marbuta is the sign of female. Mu'allimun for man. Mu'allimatun for lady. Or for example, we say telmizun for male. Telmiz. Telmizun.
It's not telmiz.
Telmiz means boy TV?
No, that's television. Telmizun.
Means a student?
Telescope.
Student. That's a boy student like you. Telmizatun means a girl student. Or for example.
He just got himself a gross student.
Or we have, for example, many other examples. We don't want to talk. طالبة Right, these are examples.
Yahya.
In Canada, when someone has the name Yahya and he's in my school, they would call him Yahya.
Yahya.
I don't know why.
Yahya.
So they don't pronounce the ha exactly.
They don't have ha or ain.
For example, for the word Muhammad, they say Muhammad.
Muhammad. No, sir, Muhammad.
So
no.
Okay, now
I'm Muhammad.
So let's get back to the topic. If a word ends with that ta marbuta, right? Mm-hmm. Now you know. So if you want to make a pause at that word, you change that letter, the ta marbuta, to ha. Okay? If it has either, for example, fatha, kasra, dhamma, whatever, okay, you change it to sukun. Okay? Ta marbuta, you change it into sakinaha. No matter which harakat it has. وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
For example, معلمة
معلمة
Or a word in the Quran, it is Hafira, Surah Al-Nazi'at. Go to Surah Al-Nazi'at, the next surah. The next surah, Al-Nazi'at. Okay, go to Ayah 6.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
yes,
so A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Let's read it from the first because that tanween as well, the previous rule as well, we should practice. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا
وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا
وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا
وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا
وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا
وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا
Don't say سَبْحًا سَبْحًا
سَبْحًا
This is called
قَلْقَلَة
قَلْقَلَة bouncing sound
قُطْبِ جَدْ
فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا
وَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا
فالمدبرات أمراً
فالمدبرات أمراً
So تنوين فتحة was changed to ألف مدين yes غرقا نشطا سبحا سبقا أمرا now تا مربوطة the ayah ends with تا مربوطة what should we do هذه
can I say till ayah 14
hey.
We should change it to ha. But ha with harakat or sukun? Ha with?
Harakat.
Sukun.
till ayah 14, every...
So the way... If we want to stop, okay, our intention is to make it sakin then.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, but sometimes we don't make it sakin. Sometimes we change it to alif maddi like this. So ta marbuta. If it ends with ta marbuta, you have to change it to ha, which is sakin, no matter what harakat it had.
Yes.
Tun tan tin... Tatetu, whatever. So now, how do you read? Yawma tarunjufu ra. Say the next part. Yawma tarunjufu ra.
Jifa.
Jifa. If you connect it with the next one, you say Yawma tarunjufu ra jifatu. Tatba'uha ra difatu. This way. Right? But now, you change it to Tamar Buta. You change it to ha. How do you read it? يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ
يوم ترجف الراجفة.
Okay. تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
Why do you say تتبعها الرادفة? هر, why do you say?
Her because.
Because.
Alif.
Dada. Alif.
Because Alif Lam, this is Alif Lam, and then it has one thing that it's red. It has, I want to say, it has red that has a.
No.
Tashid, then means this is a.
Sir, Alif Al-Qat, Shamsi.
Rufa Shamsi.
You're correct. You're going to say something, but not the correct answer.
Because this is Hurufa Shamsi.
Oh, we just practiced at the beginning of this session. Hey. We just practiced at the beginning of the session.
Huruf al-Shamsi, we don't
read Alif Maddi, then Hamzatul Wasil. Yes?
Yes, you see, there's a
Hamzatul. Idha al-Sama. Idha al-Sama. The same. Tadba'uha al-Radifa. How do you say Hadi?
Tadba'uha
al-Radifa. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
What are you going to do with this world? With these big minds that you have?
Yes.
He's gonna focus it on all video games.
Okay. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ
Okay. تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاجِفَةِ
تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاجِفَةِ
Two roles we have here, yes? Yeah. One, Alif Maddi, then Hamzatul Wasl. Connect them, merge them. Then... We have ta marbuta, because you make a pause, you change it to ha, sakina ha. Tatba'uha ar-radifatu.
Tatba'uha.
No, I read it with mistake, okay? You fix the mistake.
Yes.
Pay attention.
It's just da and not ja.
Yeah. Tatba'uha ar-radifatu.
Tatba'uha ar-radifatu.
تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة
Where was my mistake?
تتبعها الرادفة
ها الرادفة I say yeah? Okay, Minha Hussain pay attention to the next one. Read it. Minha Hussain read it.
Okay.
It's written Qulubun. First he looks at his heart, okay? Then he wants to read it.
Qulubun yawma'idhin wajifat.
Why did he say wajifa?
Wajifa.
Alif Maddi, I told you, you'll forget this.
Qulubun.
Qulubun yawma'idhin wajifah.
Naomi.
Qulubun. Why did you change to ta to ha?
We just talked about this.
Qatl, yes, he himself is Hamzatul Qatl.
That was Hamzatul Qatl.
He's killing his Hamzat.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools that they are holding this kind of Quranic sessions.
No one else did it, so that means I'm special.
Yeah, thanks. Special thanks to goes to Mahdi Al Husseina, Muhammad Yahya Jafari,
and thanks to Hadi and thanks
to all our friends helping us holding this kind of session. Thanks so much. See you inshallah in the next sessions. Recite a salawat and let's finish. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
مدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان